consciousness. Mama Sirasi Mandanam. To decorate my head. It is like a alankar for my head. Your seat is alankar for my head. So give your feet as alankar to my head. And my that smart girl will be subsided by doing that. So you should laugh and give me that your feet. Krishna wrote this. And then again he told that I have returned from midway, now I am going to take bath. In the meantime, after only 5 or 6 minutes, Jayadeva Goswami came. She told that, oh, you have come so early. You have come here, returned, and so fast you have come. She told that, I have never returned. I have gone and just now I am coming, returning. No, you have come in midway. She showed the book that you have returned and written something in book. Show me. She showed that in very clear and golden type it is written, Margarala Khandanam, Masirasi Mandanam, Dehipada Pallavam. He began to be and fell down on the feet of Padma, that you are so lucky that you have seen Krishna. I could not see Krishna. Both began to weep. Then, feeling so separation with Krishna, they could not live here. First, I should go and take darshan of Radha and Krishna. They decided. Akashvani came.
Voice from the sky.
Came and told that, O Jayadev and Padma, don't be unhappy. Come to my dham in Nilachal and you will see there in Radha and Krishna there. So come at once. I want to hear your Gita Govinda. So make me listen your Gita Govinda there. Now Jayadev was in Dubidha.
Two minds.
Whether I be in Navadvip Dham or be to Nilacham Dham. In the meantime, Gaurchandra gave him darshan and told that after some time I will go there. And what you have written in Gita Govinda, I will hear by my associates there. So you should go, don't worry. I will be also there. So he did pranam to this dham and went to Nilachal dham. There, one day, his Sita Kamala Kucha Mandala Dhita Kundala Kalita Lalita Banamal Jai Jai Deva Hare. He was any other woman remembered this poem, and in Jagannath Vatika or any other place, she was singing and gathering some cow dung. So Jagannath Dev could not be seen. So in the night, she came out of the mandir and went to where that woman was singing this song. She went in so hurry that his clothes in thorn were hither and thither, and some scratches there in his Sri Anga, Jagannath. In the morning, when Pujari saw that why all clothes has been worn and torn, and why these scratches are in, he told to men priest, and men priest went to king, and they were so much anxious. In the midnight, Jagannath told that the lady was singing Jayadev song, and I went to hear. In hurry, everything has been done. Like manner, Devadasi was singing any song of Jayadev, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ran away to that lady. Govind was warning Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this is lady, 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 lady. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was running, Govind could not follow. At last he told in loud tone, "Are this is lady, you should not touch her." Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told that, "Oh, I was mad. If I have not told that she is lady, and if I have touched and done like this, I should go in ocean and drink,
drown
in that. You have saved me." So this is Gita Govinda, and this is the place of Jayadev, Baninath, and so many bhakti. And the Prabhupada has just published this mantra.
I have a question.
What?
One question I have is that Champakalata, she lived here, but this is very far.
No. Svetdeep and Vrindavan are each other very, very, very close.
And another question. That sometimes we hear that before Madanendra Puri, nobody could understand these confidential things. Yet Jayadev Goswami was writing in the 9th century. How is it possible?
So, Madhavendra Puri has no Asparja Bhav. But Gita Govinda ka Jayadev has some thing like this. He thinks that if Srimati Radhika gives her head on the feet of Krishna gives his head on the feet of Srimati Radhika, it is offense for Srimati Radhika.
But it was written by Krishna in the book.
Krishna has written.
So
he was not a devotee like Madhavendra Puri.
He could not change. Even after reading what Krishna had done.
No, he can change, but not serving Srimati Radhika like manjaris and all this. Madhavendra Puri was one of the 8 sakhis are like Naika or manjari. Jayadev Goswami is far away from that. He had described something like Vidyapati, Chandidas, but not being Ragatmik Jan like gopis. There is some difference. She has some Aswarya Bhav with Madhurya. But Raghunath Das Goswami and Rupa Goswami, Rupa Damodar Hairaman, are far over.
What is the destination of someone like Jayadev? Final destination? If they have this Aswarya Bhav and some Madhurya?
Like Chandidas Vidyapati, they know that Krishna is God, and yet this is the idea of Golok, not of Gokul. Madhavendra Puri is of Gokul.
Golok Vrindavan, not Gokul
Vrindavan. Of Gokul Vrindavan, not of Golok.
And the other one is Golok Vrindavan. Radha and Krishna are like king and queen, but
feel.
Still it is Vrindavan in appearance, but it is Aishwarya.
He has described something, but not like that, like Rupa Goswami and others, or Prabodhananda Saraswati.
Not Parathya.
Not Parathya. He has done something, but not like this. It cannot be told that he was Bakiya.
But not fully Parathya.
Not fully. This is all. Gaur Pramananda. Have you something?
Yes.
In tent, we are here in night in Parikrama, and the day was at Ekadasi, where cooked so many things. But so rain began the whole night. Tents were
flooded,
and no one could take any Ekadasi fruits and. So, whole night waiting here. Good pregnant. Where did you live?
New York.
New York. You told that then an offense from Jim with me. He has told me to see you and have come to you. I told that tell him that he should join this school again and serve Swamiji. He was telling that write in a 2 or 3 sentences, but you don't need of writing, but you should tell my
word.
Like, so beautiful.
Very beautiful scene.
That is a little deeper.
Now ISKCON does the parikram by foot. Next year we will again do. One question I have is that they have only given us till next year 7 days for the parikram. Is there any problem to do it in 7 days?
No.
It does not have to be 9 days. Nothing fixed.
No. You can do it in 7 days. Really, at first you used to do in 7 days.
No harm.
No harm. Begin from Nomi, Nomi, Dashmi, Ekadasi, Swadashi, Trayodashi, Chaturdashi.
Does it have to be?
Mane, in Chaturdashi, Purnima, you should finish in Antardip Mayapuri in your mother.
But they are making a different way. They are planning to do it a little earlier.
Oh. How much are they?
Maybe 10 days earlier.
So that you can do meetings and all
that. Not meetings, but some festival and seminar talking and
Any harm?
No.
No harm.
But in Nozik Parikrama, Nozik Dham Parikrama, the Bhakti Vinod Thakur has stated the degree of Parikrama.
Ah. Therefore, I'm asking.
This is last darshan at Antardeep Mayapur, the birthplace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, on pilgrimage. But anyhow, no harm. You can't be according to your. The father of Sarvam Bhattacharya, Visharad.
Mahesar
Visharad. The father of Bhattacharya was very learned person. Also. Festival of Paran of Ekadashi here. You have come here any time?
One time I have come.
Now they have done some sanskar here. Now we can speak.
Mundri even?
Huh?
Mundri even?
Hey, even. We will do Parikrama.
This is the main place. Yes. That Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to sit and read Sanskrit. I first have not seen this movie.
Why?
And I can no mandir at all.
Oh, when you first came.
Come on. Jungle, forest, only that place. Not with cemented.
This house was here or not?
No. Mali.
Something broken.
Something broken. Some high place was here. So much trees were here. There was no way to come anyhow by very lean and thin way we used to come here. This is the place of Mahesh Visharad. She was friend of Jagannath Mishra. And both were disciple of Nilambar Chakravarti, you know. Mahesh Visharad's father and Jagannath Mishra's father were friends. So they used always used to meet together.
Mahesh Pandit?
Mahesh Pandit, father of Sargun Bhattacharya. The son of Mahesh Visharad, that is Sargun Bhattacharya, in his boy, very brilliant scholar. So he sent him to Mithila. At that time, Mithila, you know, the birthplace of Sita Devi, was very good place for Sanskrit, like Kashi. For Nabya Nyay, you know Nabya Nyay? Nyay? Nabya Nyay. There are two kinds of Nyay. The old one and new one. New one was at Mithila. He sent his son Advaita Sadhu Bhattacharya to Mithila. And in a very short time, he was very much became a scholar of Nabya Nyay. When he was returning, he was bringing some books of Nabya Nyay. The pandit of Mithila became angry and he snatched everything. And you cannot take it because you will make Navadvip a place of Nabya Nyay. You cannot do. So they snatched all the books. He returned here and wrote all the books he has remembered in his mind. So he was a scholar. Every book was again he wrote and he used to teach boys of Bangladesh. He was Brihaspati. So he knew that Krishna in the shape of Mahaprabhu, Gauranga Mahaprabhu, will take birth here anywhere and will go to Nilachal Dham. So leaving all these boys and teaching, went to Nilachal and became Raj Pandit of Utkal Naresh. What name? Pratap Rudra. No. Purushottam Jana. The father of Pratap Rudra. And after that, he became head pandit of Pratap Rudra. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went there, was very famous person. In Jagannath temple, when he was in Spain, saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and saw all the signs of Mahabhagavata. These are written in so many books, but he had not seen all these things in his body, man's body. became astonished. And took Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In Chaitanya Chaitamrita, we have read that how he teaches Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Vedanta Sutra, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu defeated him. And he became bhakta, that Satya Nukampam Sushimitsmanam. That's
right.
Bhujyani Vatman.
Sitam
Vipakam.
Vivek
Jamukti Pade Sadaibhat. He changed this word, Bhakti Pade Sadaibhat. Again, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told that no use of doing so, because Mukti Pade means Bhakti Pade. Mukti Pade, Pade means Bhakti. In Bhakti, first comes Mukti. By bhakti, bhakti abhas. So, mukti is in the feet of bhakti. So, don't change. Jasdeva has written and Sukhdev Goswami has admitted this fact, so we should not think. He took Mahaprasadam. At first he did not, don't use to take Mahaprasadam. Then he used to take Mahaprasadam in the morning when he has not washed his mouth. Became one of the greatest thoughts of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is Vidya. Vidyanagar means Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written in Navadvip Dham Parikrama. It is place of para vidya. Tumara halla karle tale ki rakam hobe. Tumara odike chale gelei hoto. Ane to chup chap thak. Ane. It is the place of vidya, paravidya. Here Brahma, he said that Brahma came and from Krishna or Narayan, he heard all Vedas. Krishna has manifested all Vedas in Brahma's heart here. Sadashi, that is Shankar, became Shankar, and here he was permitted to do the kalpit earth of Vedanta Sutra. Kalpit earth, you know, another meaning,
imagination.
Interpretation of Vedanta Sutra. Sarvam khalidam brahma, tattvamasi, prajnanam brahma, and all the other things. Here Ramanuj came and took shiksha of Vishishta Dvaitvad, Nimbark, Vishnu Swami, all came here. Madhvacharya, Ramanuj, everyone came here. And they were they learned everything here. Here the 64 colors of Vedas were given to so many rishis. Brihaspati, that is Sarvam Bhattacharya, also came. He learned everything from there. Bana Vidya, Dhanur Vidya, and all Vidyas has begun from this place. So this is Vidyanagar. Vidya is two kinds. One Paravidya, one is Aparavidya. Aparavidya, besides bhakti, everything is aparavidya. Bhakti is only paravidya. So everything, every kinds of vidya, para, apara, everything has begun from here. So this is vidya. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to come to learn Sanskrit here. Ganga sometimes can here, sometimes there, sometimes other places, and divided now this in 9 islands. This is Bahula Ban or any other Ban. Now we should go.
What about your breakfast?
Huh?
Did you have any breakfast yet?
Oh, have you got here? Then we should go there. At the school, there is a school. We can get there. Okay. Or we can go direct to
Mamgati.
As you. In the school, there will be.
What is a good thing to pray for here?
That the vidya, paravidya, that is, this would be dasi of Srimati Radhika. This is paravidya.
Same paravidya everywhere. Same prayer everywhere.
We had one destination. So everywhere we can pray for that destination.
Should we also pray that the lila of that place may come within our hearts?
Certainly. Lila of this place. What Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has done. And we should realize this. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu teaching that Gopi Bhava is best of all this. So we should realize this. Anyone ask the question, Jiva Goswami ask the question to Nityananda Prabhu. Why anyone living in Navadvip and doing in Navadvip bhajan, why he wants to go to Vrindavan? I asked the question. And you are telling that you should go to Vrindavan. Why? If Navadvip is Vrindavan, no difference. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Udar, Audarya Bhava. Not merciful, merciful, but there is a very
magnanimity. Magnanimity.
Generous.
No.
Mahabharanaya.
Mahabharanaya, like here, when anyone sees Krishna, hears the name of Krishna, and Krishna manifests himself in anyone's heart, he becomes senseless. If anyone, like Srimati Radhika is telling, that I have heard Krishna name, and since I am mad, Tunde Tandauli, Ratu Vitanite of Rupa Goswami is telling this. Madhura Madhura Me Satamangalam Mangalana. But we don't realize this. If one Krishna name comes in our heart in Suddharu,
pure,
then any man cannot be innocent. If we can. But in heart he will see Krishna. So Krishna comes himself and touches that saint, that devotee. Oh, by hearing my name, you have become senseless. So he touches that man, and by touching very soft and gentle, he becomes innocent. When he sees Krishna, so beautiful, with Pitambar, here, Pansi, and the eyes of the Karnar he sees, he again becomes senseless. Krishna says that, what should I do? Then he began to play on float, telling, oh, my bhakti. You have become senseless, so in sweet voice that it went in the ear of that devotee and went in the heart of that person. And again he did. He became insensitive. Then, Taiparaki, first is Saundarya, Naam, Saundarya. Suswarya. Then he again changed then from Sugandha.
Sugandha.
He gets so much fragrance in his nose.
No.
Again he became incense. So when he sees anything of Krishna, he becomes sensitive. So Krishna does mercy, that at a time he can hear the name, he can hear the sounds of bansi, he can see Krishna, and he can touch Krishna, and he can smell Krishna. And this mercy is called audarya.
At a time.
At a time. Krishna cannot do, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu do. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is audarya.
Very, very good meaning for audarya.
Any madhurya, four kinds of madhurya. And one of the madhuri can do a man senseless.
But when all of those together, again he becomes senseless.
But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy, he can feel all these things at a time. This is Madhuri. Madhurji Kadambini has told. Yes, like this. Sunatha Chakravarti Thakur is so merciful. Now this is...
What is the
answer to Yuga Goswami's question? Oh, Yuga Goswami told, ask Nityananda Prabhu, that is, why a person knows that, even he knows, that Navadvip and Vrindavan are both one thing. So doing here meditation or chanting and everything, why one wants to go in Vrindavan? He told that Vrindavan and Krishna, they vichar kare bane? They just that a aparadhi bhakti of person should not go to Vrindavan. They cannot see Vrindavan. Vrindavan is a rasasthan. Rasasthan, you know, place of rasa, peat of rasa. And how to approach to that peat is Navadvip. Krishna is a rasik, but how to be rasik? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gives that thing, and this dham gives. A man can worship Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he can worship only in dasya bhav. In Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in the shape of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we only worship him as a dasya rasa. A woman cannot reach to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, cannot touch Chaitanya Mahaprabhu feet, because he will not, he will be angry. He is not. From very far away he can see, and
within the mind she can do.
She can do. But openly she cannot come. A king cannot come, what to say, woman. He never sees what any woman. So, any person cannot worship Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Vatsalya, Sakya and Mathura. He arrived Ramananda, yet he is Vishakha and Sarup Damodar. He is Lalita, and Gadadhar Pandit is Radhika. But in the shape of a Purush,
male,
and as a servant, they can be with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Yeah.
Not as a friend. They cannot sit on this place of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Eh? On the bed of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they cannot come. They will do pranam to that bed and place. No? So, as a friend, he will let me worship. As a vatsala rasa, we cannot worship. He's my boy, and I'm his father and mother. And in Madhuras, in the shape of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, anyone cannot worship as a Madhuras. That the Krishna is, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is my parakeya friend. We cannot do. In Chaitanya Charitamrita and Chaitanya Bhagavat, it has been told that it is wrong way. But in Krishna we can do all these things. When we will worship Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Dasharan, and when it will be right, and will be the Siddha, the same person will see in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not there, there Radha and Krishna. And there we can do Madhur Ras with Krishna. So, when we know that Vrindavan and Navadvip is the same, then by practicing bhakti in Navadvip, we will reach in Vrindavan. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will be in the shape of Radha and Krishna. And then Navadvip will be seen by us that this is Vrindavan. It gives the way, it gives the way how we can reach in the rasasthali that is in Vrindavan.
Sometimes it is said that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is more merciful than Krishna.
Certainly.
So we can see that for the beginning person, the mood of Dasya is much more easy for them.
Certainly.
Last question. If one comes to the stage that he sees that Vrindavan is here in Navadvip, then what is the need to go physically to Vrindavan?
Because here Govardhan is not apparent, Jamuna is not apparent, here Tamal tree is not here, here everything is not. Then he will go there. He will by these eyes, not by meditation. Here in meditation, but there in eyes he will see all these things. And it will be more easy to go in Vrindavan. Sarvam Bhattacharya ki, Vidya Nagar ki, Gau Premanand. Have you given something?
This is a Gaudiya Math here?
No, Gaudiya Math is
behind this.
Left.
Is any of these are original buildings? No.
500 years before. Not anything. But this is original.
The trees.
Those are the same trees. They say that.
Did you get some of those little flowers?
Tomorrow we'll put some pens in the ground, and the pens became trees. Like that?
That is called column guard. When you're cutting anything, and then a column guard.
Thank you. then Ritudip. Now we are entering in Jahnudip and then Mudrudip. Fourth deep today.
Express Parikram.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.